Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Gittin, Perek Tes, Mishnechas Mishneh Tes. And today's Mishnah is being learned discuss Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zeichu Defined, Receiving Hagon, Bekarav Mamesh. And the Mishnah tells us, Getchik Savi Ivris, Ve'ed of Yavonis, Yavonis, Ve'ed of Ivris. Let's say the get was written in Hebrew, but the Edim, who obviously were Jewish, but they signed in Yavonis, in Greek, in a different language than the get was written in. Or the other way around, the get was written in Yavonis, and they signed in Hebrew. Or Eid Echad Ivri, Ve'ed Echad Yavani, one Eid signed in Hebrew, the other one signed in Greek. Or Ksav Seifer Va'ed, the Seifer himself who wrote the get. He was one of the Edim, and another Ed signed. Kosher in all these situations, the get is kosher. Now let's say the Ed signed as follows. Ish plainly Ed, so-and-so is an Ed, kosher. And over here, he did not write so-and-so ben so-and-so. He didn't write Moshe ben Yaakov. He just wrote Moshe Ed. And that's perfectly fine. Furthermore, ben ish plainly Ed, kosher. If he didn't write his name, he just wrote his father's name, and he followed up by saying Ed, that's also kosher. And lastly, let's say he wrote ish plainly ben ish plainly v'loy kasav Ed, kosher. He just wrote his name and his father's name, but he didn't end off with the word aid, that's also kosher. This is what the Nekiya Hadas in Yerushalayim used to do. Now going on to talk about the husband and wife's names. Let's say the Sefer wrote his and her nicknames. It's kosher. Now this doesn't mean a nickname of a first name, such as calling a man Moshe, Mosh, or Rivka, Ricky. This is actually referring to a last name. And let's remember, back in the day, they didn't have last names. They were just called Ruvain ben Yaakov, or Rivka bas Chaim. But let's say this family happened to have had a last name. Maybe they were a family of goldsmiths, so they kind of had a nickname of a last name called Zahavi, and that was written in the get. That's perfectly kosher. Going on, get Mu'usa b'Yisrael, kosher. If the get was forced, the husband didn't want to give the get, and a Jewish bezdin forced him to give it, it's 100% kosher. And that's obviously if they followed all the halachas of when you're allowed to force a husband to give a get. However, ufagayim, pasul. If a non-Jewish bezdin forced a husband to give a get, it's totally pasul. Even though it happens to be a situation where he would have to give his wife a get, since it was done by a non-Jewish bezdin, it's pasul. But there is one way that we could do it with non-Jews. Uvagayim, if non-Jews are going to be carrying out the Yid's orders, chayvtin oisai, they can strike the husband, v'ayrim layim, tell him, asei mash Yisrael ayrim lach, you have to do what the Yid is telling you to do, v'kasher, then the get is kasher. In other words, if the Gaish Bezdin on their own decides to force the husband to give a get, it's not valid. But if the Gaish Bezdin is forcing the husband to give a get, telling him, you have to do whatever the Jewish Bezdin tells you to do, and this was done with the approval of the Jewish Bezdin, so then it's a valid get. Moving on to Mishnah Test onto a different topic. Yatza shma b'ir mekudeshes, harezu mekudeshes. Let's say a rumor went out in the city that this woman is mekudeshes. We say that she's officially mekudeshes. And this is very specific. It has to be that not only there's a rumor, wow, Rivka got engaged to Ruvain. It also has to be that the house is all lit up and people are coming in and out and saying, wow, this is so wonderful. Rivka got engaged to Ruvain. So then there's a real chazaka that she's engaged to Ruvain and she's not allowed to accept kiddushin from somebody else. And the only way to get rid of that is megareshes. If there's rumor afterwards that she's divorced from Ruvain, so harezu megareshes. She's megareshes and she is allowed to marry somebody else. Now, this is only a bavach layehisham amasla, as long as there's no explanation along with this rumor. And ezu yamasla, what's an example of an explanation? So, in the case of Gerushin, it could be that the rumor was Gerush ish plaini as ishtai al tanai. This fellow divorced his wife, but it was based off of a condition that had to be fulfilled. And that's considered an amasla that breaks the power of this rumor, even though there's a strong rumor that so and so divorced his wife. Since it comes with this amasla, this explanation that he did it al tanai, well, it's very possible that tanai wasn't fulfilled, and that means that she's not Megureshes. And here's an example with Kiddushin. Zark la Kiddushea, Safik Harav La, Safik Harav Lai, Zuya Masla. Let's say the rumor on the street was that he threw her Kiddushin, and it was a Safik whether it was closer to her or him, so that's obviously a Safik whether or not she's Mekudeshes. That's a case of an Amasla that we say she does not have a Chazaka based off of this rumor. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with the last Mishnah in the Masechta and the first Mishnah of Masechta's Kiddushin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.